A major milestone in affordable home ownership was celebrated in Fergus over the weekend as Habitat for Humanity Guelph Wellington officially unveiled Garafraxa Village, a 32-unit townhouse development that's been in the works for nearly 3 years. Habitat CEO Steve Howard talks about what went into this project.
We really, in a significant way, started to build in about 2 years ago. But the planning cycle and assessing the lot for its potential and just lining up, you know, what the building and zoning issues were that we're going to have to deal with. That's the front end of this that nobody sees, and that was the planning cycle. This lot, there's some idiosyncrasies about this particular lot, which is why we were able to get access to it. First off, it's adjacent to A.O. Smith, so we had to make sure that there weren't any environmental issues. That was a large part of the staging process, and they worked closely with us. We brought in a number of engineering and land surveying and environmental specialists to address those issues. So there was probably 6 months, maybe, in terms of that timeline, and then we had to go through the Ministry of the Environment and all of that that people wouldn't see in a project like this that was part of the front end stuff.
Originally, only 22 of the units were embarked for Habitat families, with the other 10 intended for sale on the open market to help fund the build. But Howard says something unexpected happened along the way. Thanks to an outpouring of donations, community fundraising and support in materials and labor, he says plans have shifted. Howard notes that public backing was so strong, Habitat now expects all 32 units will go to Habitat families. He also points out that Habitat Guelph Wellington is part of a much larger network. There are 45 Habitat affiliates across Canada, and globally, Habitat for Humanity is now the largest home builder in the world. On Saturday, keys were handed over to the first 12 families moving in. Four of them have already settled, with others arriving soon. Katerina was one of the new residents and says this move is about stability and future for her family.
Right now, we live in the south end of Guelph. It's a great condo community, but my family has grown. Our space has not. And much like some of the other families, trying to find a space that can accommodate my growing family is next to impossible on a single income. This allows me to have more than enough space for my family at a much more affordable rate. So being able to enjoy life instead of just living to work to pay for the basics, I think will be a game changer for us.
Svetlana, another one of those new homeowners, shared what she's most looking forward to in her new space.
Clean, brand new, and open space at the back of the building and new families to join.
Habitat leaders say there's still a misconception about who qualifies for these homes. Kevin Lake, a crew leader on the Garafraxa Village project, says many assume it's a handout, but that couldn't be further from the truth.
People say, they look upon this and say, well, it's a bunch of people that are receiving, you know, it's a hand up to help bridge from that front end of the housing spectrum, which is I'm renting and I can never ever dream of owning, to now I can actually own. And once you're on that journey, then you know what, you're over time, your household income will probably rise and you'll be able to, you're building equity, in your home.
Applicants are often working families who are renting but feel they'll never be able to afford home ownership. Habitat's motto requires families to contribute through sweat equity and carry a mortgage geared towards their income. A spokesperson for Habitat says demand is still strong. Applications remain open for the remaining units. A big part of the financial sustainability of projects like this comes from the Habitat Restore. The Restore covers almost the entire overhead of the organization, allowing most donations and funding to go directly into building materials instead of administrative salaries. Over the last 3 years, construction at Garafraxa Village has been boosted by a wide range of donors, companies donating materials, volunteers contributing labor, and supporters giving financially. That generosity is what allowed Habitat to change course and keep all 32 homes within the program. This weekend's celebration just didn't mark a ribbon cutting. It marked the beginning of new chapters for families who've been waiting for a chance to build equity and put down strong roots in the community. With 12 families now holding keys and more still to come, Garafraxa Village stands as Habitat's largest local build to date, and a signal of what can happen when community partners, donors, and residents rally around the idea of attainable housing. And again, for those interested, there are still a handful of units available, and applications are currently open through Habitat for Humanity, Guelph, Wellington. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.